Hello and welcome to Flutzes and Waxels, a figure skating podcast to satisfy all of your skating news, analysis, and recap needs. I'm Mary Margaret Mertzos.
And I'm Alicia Mertzos, and we're sisters with a lifelong love for figure skating, practicing, watching, and discussing. So let's delve deep into this morning's final competition of the Olympics.
I am so glad we wrapped up with the pairs. The women was such a bummer, and normally that's what the Olympics end with.
And I was scared the bummer of the women's event was going to just carry over and ruin the pairs for us.
Yep. My biggest hope coming into this Olympics was a good pairs event.
Yep.
And after the frankly huge disappointment that this Olympics has been, the fact that I actually got what I most wanted at the end of it feels like a miracle.
Our top five teams, as we have been asking all season, were the five we thought they were going to be.
Yep.
And they were all fantastic.
Honestly, like top nine here, all of them really fantastic. We did have a few more shakier skates in the bottom of the rankings that were a bit of a shame. It would have been nice if we had some cleaner skates from them as well.
I dare never hope for an actually clean pairs free skate.
Exactly. This was so close to that enough and some really fantastic, exciting skating at the top that it's just so nice to end on this rather than on the women.
We were so depressed during the women that this has helped a lot in how we were feeling about the sport of figure skating as a whole 72 hours ago.
Exactly. It's amazing how much an actual good skating event can turn things around, because this was a
phenomenal
really good one. And it makes me intrigued to see what'll happen, you know, at Worlds as well, because I don't know if all of these teams are going to go, but I imagine at least a few.
None of them would say in the press conference except for Mishina and Galiamov.
Yeah.
But I hope the others go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was a really exciting event. Just thank God.
Thrilling.
Yeah.
Worth waking up at 5:50 this morning. Yep.
Exactly. And our winners at the end of the day, our other biggest hope for this Olympics, were Sui and Han from China winning at home. And it was a total nail biter and maybe a little too close, honestly. I think they deserved the win pretty solidly, but they pulled it out. And that's what matters at the end of the day.
Yaobin got his second Olympic gold. That is a big deal for China. They have only ever won pairs Olympic gold twice.
Yeah, and almost all Olympic medals are in pairs.
Yep.
A few from Chen Lu, but it's all the pairs. I can only hope that this dominance will continue.
Yeah.
And they've got some more young teams coming through the pipeline
that we just haven't seen yet, because we haven't seen a lot of Chinese pairs of late, but our hope that Sui and Han inspire the rest of Chinese pair skating is also their hope. So that gives me some additional hope.
And I mean, to do it at home too, under the pressure of being at home and after not competing basically at all the last 2 years, and, you know, having a couple really strong Russian teams really deliver all season long,
including here.
Yeah. It was not going to be handed to them, and it was close to not being. If you look at the skating scores breakdown of, like, the judges, like, the judges were just all over the place on this
3-3-3 in terms of who was first. Three judges said Sui and Han.
Yep.
Three said Tarasova and Marasov, and three said Mishina and Galiamov.
The 6-0 would have had a conniption, and that's why I'm glad we're not with it anymore.
I can't imagine the breakdown that would have happened in the 6-0 over a three-way tie for gold in the free skate.
Yep. But Sui and Han were just fantastic, opening with a quad twist.
That looked like a triple twist.
Yeah. It's so clear that they have been doing this for years and are so confident with the twist. Only got a level 3, but even still, that was that bit of a buffer that they needed to make up for, unfortunately, a downgraded triple sow for her. But she didn't fall.
She stayed on her feet.
The most important thing, because if she would have fallen,
they would have lost.
Yeah.
And that was why a year ago we were talking about who was going to do quads.
Yep.
These two were one that I suspected would try a quad, probably the quad twist, because the Russian teams, aside from Tarasova and Morozov, but even they are more consistent on the side-by-side jumps than Sui and Han ever really have been, and they were going to need that buffer.
Yep.
And yes, they did.
Yeah, if they had only done a triple, I don't think they would have won here.
No.
Even still, it's a little stingy on things like the PCS. Like, yes, I realize she had a downgraded triple sal. Do we really consider that a major mistake?
We don't in other disciplines.
Exactly.
So I'm fine if we decide across the board that an ugly downgraded jump is a major error and we cap out at 9.75.
Yeah.
But that's not the case in other disciplines.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fight you about the fact that you didn't give them a single 10.
Because that was literally the only issue.
Yep.
Help them as well that they got all of their levels. Mm-hmm. That was also going to be
necessary. You know,
if they had lost a level on something like a lift, that also might have taken it away from them. It was that close, within a point between them and Tarasova and Morozov. I am just so thrilled that they did it. They are so thrilled, obviously, that they did it.
Watching Team China celebrate the kiss and cry because they got to skate last.
Yep.
And so as soon as the score came up, they knew they had won China's second Olympic gold medal in pairs.
Yep.
It was a wonderful moment, particularly because we had both Shen and Zhao in the kiss and cry with them, which,
so fantastic they were there. Although, again, where is Yao Ben? I'm just thinking, like,
he turned up for the team event.
My only thought, maybe concern, is maybe he got COVID or something.
Maybe.
And that's why he's not here. Hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully he's
we
fine.
We cannot lose him.
Yeah, I was disappointed not to see him be part of this moment because it's, you know, those three generations of pair skaters.
He created Sui and Han out of spite.
Yeah.
If you are not aware of the story of Yao Bin, read the book, The Second Mark. It will give you an overview of his story that led to Shen and Zhao, who, of course, Hong Bozhao is Sui and Han's coach.
Yep.
He created this legacy of pair skating out of pure spite.
Yeah. And I can only hope that it continues. Again, we haven't seen a lot of the Chinese skaters at all this season or last. And so I really hope there are still some young Chinese pair teams coming up the pipeline because
this can't be it.
Yeah. And much as I would love to see them continue, I would be a little surprised if we see Sui and Han continue on. They have won everything. No.
Her poor body deserves a break.
She has had so many injuries over the years, and now they have won everything.
Yep.
I would not be surprised to see them go out on this high, and they would deserve to, as sad as it will make me if we don't see them competing anymore.
Think about coming back for two seasons for the next Olympics.
Yeah. Body can handle it.
Yeah, take 2 years off and see if your body is going to be able to handle another two seasons or even just one of competition.
Yeah.
Give it a go.
Yeah, I am just so thrilled that this ended up the way that I had hoped.
This worked out basically exactly how we have been asking all season. From the start of the season, we said we wanted the top five teams to skate about their best.
Yep.
And we wanted it to be enough for Sui and Han to win in spite of everybody being fantastic.
Yeah. And it happened.
That's exactly what happened this morning.
Yeah. I still kind of can't believe it.
Yeah. Totally in shock.
Yep. Also a fantastic result for Tarasova and Morozov, who finished in second here from ROC. I'm sure it has to sting a bit that it was so close.
Yeah.
It really feels reminiscent to me of 2019 Worlds when they were fantastic. Finally skated two clean programs and got a great score. And then Sui and Han went after them and scored ahead of them, even though Tarasova and Morozov were also fantastic. I feel for them a bit in that way.
But you should have done a quad twist.
They can also do a quad twist. They haven't done one in a long time. But even still, this was a great competition for them. No major silly mistakes. There were a couple, you know, little issues on the quality of the landings of the jump elements.
Yeah, really none of the jump elements had amazing quality.
Mm-hmm.
All of them got done. The side-by-side jumps had the least quality. The throws had slightly more quality. But aside from that, it was really quite good.
Mm-hmm.
The lifts have been faster in the past in terms of ice coverage. But he didn't abort them. So I will take what I can get.
Well, and I mean, their best is like a plus five.
Yeah.
And even so, not quite at their best. Like, as like a plus four.
Plus threes and plus fours for their lifts. Just those little teeny tiny details, as good as the score was, if the lifts had all been their absolute best, a plus five, if the landing quality on the jumps had been just a smidge better, it would have been enough because it was less than a point difference.
Yeah, like half a point, essentially. It, again, I feel for them because it was so close, but this is such a redemption from 4 years ago when they just wound up completely off the podium.
Exactly. Both of our top two teams had redemption from Pyeongchang.
Yeah. What more can you ask for?
Exactly.
And I'll be interested to see for these two as well if they continue or if they decide to, you know, go out on top or maybe just go and try and win a world title finally now that Sui and Han, I'm kind of assuming, won't be there. I would love to be wrong, but that would be my suspicion.
More Sui and Han is always better. I'd never dare hope that they will be anywhere except for these Olympics.
Yeah. But this was a fantastic result for them. And while I would have had the gap between first and second maybe a little bit bigger, they are absolutely the second best team here.
No absolutely. Question. Solidly, absolutely the second best team.
Yep. And then also really close in third, we had Mashina and Galiamov from ROC. And they were like 2 points off of first place. So they were also extremely close to the top. And like we said, there were a couple judges who had them winning the free skate. They as well, consistent as always, getting one loss of level on the death spiral, which is very unusual for them. But other than that, just no major errors of any kind and looking like they've been looking all season long.
It, again, like Tarasova and Morozov, wasn't quite 100% their best.
Yeah.
Things like the lifts were a little bit slower than they normally are. The timing on the triple sow, Euler triple sow, was one of the worst that they've done it. It's never amazing, the timing, but this one was pretty bad on timing. But again, it's got a sting because it's those teeny tiny details, particularly the loss of level on the death spiral, that literally cost them the win, even though they're in third.
Yeah. And the other thing he, for me, like in the short program, was nowhere near as shaky as the team event free skate, but I did still kind of feel like he was not at his 100%, at least to my eye. Again, there was no major issues here, but just little moments where, to me, he seemed not quite as particularly in the performance as we've seen from him in the past.
They can be really dynamic, engaged performers, and he looked focused.
Yeah.
Which is not the worst thing in the world, particularly when you get the job done. But when a team like Sui and Han in particular can get the job done with a quad twist and perform to a 10, of course it's not going to be enough.
Yeah. And while I'm sure it stings for them right now, they, I fully expect to continue.
Absolutely.
Because they are still so young and
they've got lots of time, and I am very excited to see what else they can do.
Yeah, and see what kind of programs they bring out next year. This free skate to me is fine, has been fine all season. It is nowhere near their best in terms of, you know, a performance that suits them and music that really suits them. So
it's Olympic, it's not them.
Yeah, but still a fantastic result, and I think also deserved on that third spot on the podium. Fourth, we had Boykova and Kozlovsky, also from ROC, and they were also, and have always been, a fantastic team, but for them the difference really was just a few too many little errors.
Yeah, still struggling on the throws. This time it was the loop, not the flip. But
yeah, at least the flip was good.
Yeah.
But the throw triple loop, she had to step out. It was nowhere near their best quality. And the three jump combination was also a little shakier than we've seen from them at times. It's a shame that it came down to that and the short program, the bit of a gap they had from that. But it really was that close. They needed to be perfect and needed others to make mistakes to move up onto the podium.
Yeah, it was, I'm sure, tough for them being in fourth with a single mistake.
Yeah.
But it was genuinely that kind of event.
Yeah. But for them as well, they are also so young.
Yep.
That I expect and hope they will continue and be ready to try and get some vengeance in 4 years' time.
Yeah.
Fifth, we had Pong and Jin from China. And they were also really, really close to clean. She also had a not very good sao to open up the program. But outside of that, much, much better than the team of event free skate. I was very worried after that team event free skate how this would go.
But really, it was that double sao that did them in. Also, like we've been talking about all week, that death spiral, they got the level on it.
Yeah.
Which, again, per the ISU's Q&A, is debatable whether they should have gotten the level on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it also resulted in a couple of judges giving it negative GOE because the position doesn't really meet the requirements of a death spiral position.
I get, you just look at the GOE spread from literally -1 to +4. And this has happened every time they've competed this death spiral where the panel is just clearly going, I don't know what to do with this.
And ironically, this is one of those scenarios where the dramatic point spread makes sense. Perfect sense.
Yeah.
Because, yes, things like the speed is fantastic. If you know that it's that's the picture they're intending, they do it well. The problem is it doesn't look intentional, particularly once you've seen Sui and Han do something very similar, but do it in a true death spiral position.
Yeah, her head gets so low. And
the body's flatter as opposed to like a U shape.
Yeah, I think it also helps that just she's shorter and that makes it easier to attain that position.
Absolutely, but it just, that is something, please don't do it again.
Yeah, hopefully just change it before Worlds. I really hope these two go to Worlds because they, like Sui and Han, we just have not seen enough of these last couple of seasons. And I think these two as well. If they stick it out, and I hope they do, are a team who has the quality to be on world and Olympic podiums.
Absolutely.
Just need, you know,
to land our side-by-side jumps.
Yeah, land our side-by-side jumps, figure out the death spiral. I love this free skate so much, and it was a great moment at home. It's a shame for them as well, in a way, that there was so much strength at the top of this field. But they did much better than the team event, and I think, again, showed off that potential that they have.
So many other years, that would have been enough for an Olympic medal.
Absolutely.
It is really just a testament to the strength of the top of the field in pair skating that it was fifth best.
Yeah. Sixth, we had Knyrum and Fraser from the U.S., who also did a lot better than their free skate in the team event. We just had one pop, unfortunately, from Brandon, but outside of that, they just look totally solid. They as well, like a lot of the Russian teams, maximizing their levels to help keep them on top of some of the other teams who, again, we had a lot of really strong free skates in the second half of this event.
And for them, I do think this free skate is solid. I do think both of their music choices this year weren't quite 100% the right fit. They were the right theme, but had they had one more season and done these last year, I do think we might have had kind of the perfect Olympic programs.
I do think too that after he doubled the sao, his performance kind of ebbed a little bit. Hers, you know,
I don't think she knew.
I don't think she did either.
I think she made it through that entire program before she realized he doubled the sao because she was focused on landing hers, and to her credit, she did.
Yeah.
So that, I think, did help the performance, although I don't love the difference in performance level between the two of them on a good day. And so when there's that dip, and Fixie was a tough choice.
Yeah, for me, it always makes me think of the Shibutanis.
Yep.
And for me, that is just such a fantastic program that this doesn't quite approach that. But I think in terms of how they skated it, they were clear and away the top U.S. team
yes,
here.
Yes, absolutely.
Solidly, you know, best of the rest outside of that top five who we all expected to be the top five.
Yeah.
They did themselves well here, I think, and should be happy with it. And it'll be interesting to see for them at Worlds, in part because of music drama going on, what happens. But
we're not going to get into it, but they're being sued by the artists behind their short program music.
Yeah. So I don't know what that means for them for Worlds, but we will see.
The reason that doesn't normally happen is because the federations and the broadcasters mm-hmm. do pay for music usage rights.
Yeah.
So either somebody messed up
mm-hmm.
or this is going to work out in their favor. It's one of those two options.
And I am not a lawyer, so I have no idea whether this would be the case, but if it's one of those where, like, the artist can just say, I refuse to let you use this music, and then they might be in a pickle because Worlds is in a month and we need a new short program. I am not a lawyer, so the chances of that happening, I have no idea, but it'll be interesting to see how they do at Worlds, because especially if some other teams who were here do not go to Worlds, I think they have a chance of doing very well if they can skate like this.
Yeah, particularly if we actually land all of the side-by-side jumps. Yep. I do think that is necessary from a technical side as well as a performance standpoint.
Yeah. Seventh, we had Miura and Kihara from Japan, who had the fifth best free skate. And I got to be honest, I would have said fourth best.
I completely agree.
Unfortunately, it wasn't quite enough to move them up a lot of places after the short program where she popped the triple toe to a double. But this was just such a fantastic free skate and showing what they're capable of at their best.
I mean, they got some harsh side-by-side jump calls. It was not significantly worse than any of the other teams doing the same jump content of the triple toe, double toe, double toe, and the triple sow.
Particularly on the GOEs.
Yeah.
They were definitely harsher for them than for some other teams.
Because they did those thoroughly mediocrely, which is a very strong compliment in pairs.
Yeah.
And all of their pair elements were done really, really fantastically well. The throws were so well controlled and huge. The lifts were fantastic like they always are, if slightly terrifying because I kept thinking he was going to run into the boards.
Yeah, they had so much ice coverage and speed, and the performance is one of their strongest suits. They also were just so obviously thrilled with this result, and I'm excited to see how they can do at Worlds as well, especially if they can go clean.
Yeah. Had they not had the pop in the short program, I think this result would have been potentially substantially different.
Yeah. I mean, they were 3 points almost exactly behind Pong and Jin. That, you know, triple toe, if they had done it cleanly and got good GOE, which to be fair is an if based on how they scored the jumps in the free skate. But if they had not gone first after the flood, I do wonder what...
If there had been a little bit more generosity, if they had skated even at the end of that flight.
Yeah, exactly. But still, a fantastic Olympics for them. It's a shame that the other news we got today, they will not be getting their medals.
Uh-huh.
We had known that, but the U.S. was petitioning to have the teams awarded medals anyway before the Olympics ended.
And Cass denied
said no. It's a real shame that they don't get that moment, but hopefully at some point it'll happen for
them. It'll be sooner rather than later, although I doubt it.
I don't really expect it to be soon, unfortunately, but still a fantastic Olympics for them, and they said they intend to continue, which makes me so happy.
They said for at least 4 years. Mm-hmm. I would love if they and their bodies could handle 8 more years, because I do think the potential is kind of limitless right now.
Yeah. And then in 8th, we had Kane Gribble and LeDuc from the U.S., and these two also had a pretty good free skate. Unfortunately, Ashley was a little shaky on the side-by-side jumps. She was fighting for them, fighting.
The loop, there was no saving.
Yeah.
She came down on the loop and immediately sat down. The three jump combination kind of broke my heart because she tried so hard and it was the wrong decision.
Yeah, the landing on the sow was not good, but she just gutted it out to try and get the double toe.
And then she went for a double loop on the back of it and had no speed. Mm-hmm. And so she fell over again.
Yeah, it's a real shame because it really was those two elements that were the main issue. Also, a bit of, you know, sneaky 2 foot landing on some of the throws. At the same time, again, she injured herself in practice just a few days ago. So the fact that these two skated as well as they did is still fantastic for them. And I think they had a great result here and seemed to have a fantastic time. So, you know, not the most they could have hoped for, but still pretty good at the end of the day.
Particularly under the circumstances, this was a fantastic outcome for them. And again, they're as far down as they were because this event was incredible.
Yeah, because other teams were so fantastic. Yeah, thrilled for them to be eighth and get the Olympic diploma thing that apparently top eight outside of the top three get. Yeah. And I'm excited to see how they do at Worlds as well. I believe they were assigned. I don't remember off the top of my head, but
I hope they were.
Yes. Ninth, we had Safina and Berulava from Georgia.
Our Team Georgia obsession continues.
They were also so fantastic in this free skate and just underscored yet again.
Uh-huh. They basically didn't put a foot wrong.
Yeah.
In this entire program, and yet eighth in the free skate, ninth overall.
Yeah, it's a shame. I can only imagine because they're just so young and people don't know what to expect from them. They are also, you know, a new team and there's some issues with, like, you know, skating in unison, skating closer together, little things like that. But especially on, like, some of the GOEs on the elements.
A lot of plus ones.
Yeah. And they just looked so solid and confident. I think this is their best competition they've had all season. And they've had a lot of good ones, particularly on the JGP. And I know a lot of people didn't watch that. Yeah. But that was our first indication that, oh no, watch out for these two.
From August, we've been saying, no, these two, really exciting. The judges apparently are not as excited with, you know, middling GOE kind of across the board, in spite of how high quality their elements are. They have that Russian training.
Yep.
And lots of sevens in PCS, which some of them, sure.
Yeah.
Some of the categories, things like the skating skills, I would lump the ability to find each other kind of into that skating skills category. I think that's where it fits best for pairs. That one, maybe, 7.5 to 8.0. But in terms of things like the performance, the composition, the interpretation of the music, they gave it everything.
Yeah. I am really hopeful that these two stick it out together and we see what they can do in the next couple of years, because they, for me, were very much in that top half of the field who really truly delivered under the pressure of the Olympic moment. And they are also teenagers still, so young, and who knows what they might look like in a couple seasons time when they're really comfortable together. And particularly when, in fairness, in some ways for things like the lifts, I understand a bit more of the middling GOE because they are kind of terrifying, the speed
they are
and positions that they're going into.
The problem is I think he's too comfortable with the lift and just barrels into them. And they get so much coverage. They get so close to the boards. She is completely unafraid to change positions. Yeah. It's not measured and controlled. She's whipping that leg up to catch it. And we as the audience are going, oh, you're going to fall. Please don't fall. And they're fine. Yeah. They're great. The lifts are that good. But because of the lack of control, I do kind of understand why the panel might not give it the plus fives that I think it arguably kind of deserves.
Yeah. But still, I'm excited to see them at Worlds. And also, I just literally right at this moment had this thought. But hey, if they can finish in the top 10 for Georgia, maybe this can encourage some other Russian pair teams to swap countries, as we have advocated so many to do, because there are so many fantastic Russian teams who we will never see internationally. Let's go skate for Georgia.
Look at how well it's working out for all of the Georgian skaters who used to skate for Russia, who now skate for Georgia.
Exactly.
And are doing great things and are at the Olympics in the top 10.
Yeah, exactly. 10th, we had Moore Towers and Marinero from Canada. And good to see them pull up a little bit after a disappointing short program. Still a little shaky, though, which is unfortunate after Nationals, where they really seemed to be coming back to themselves. And I was really hopeful that some of the nervy skates of earlier this season were past them. It was still here a bit, unfortunately.
Yeah. The twist was not bad. The panel really was having none of those twists, though, in spite of the fact that they're really just low. That's the only problem with them at the moment. They were worse at the beginning of the season. Yeah. They were genuinely not good then. But right now, the only problem is the height, which is only one GOE factor. And so, like, particularly the minus twos, really, that's a little harsh. Even things
like, it's not the best catch, but it's not a disaster of a twist. It's more, you know, the level. Yes, it is a level one.
Absolutely.
Twist.
It's I'm a not level one. Suggesting twist.
The level should be higher, but the GOE's a little harsh. They both also had some issues on the side by side jumps, but at least the throws were a lot better here. The thing that really hurt them, I think, was the lift levels because they lost
quite a few
here. Yeah.
I mean, they got only one level four and they got a level two as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a tough season and I was really hopeful that they'd be able to, you know, have their confidence back for this Olympics. But then again, that's a lot to ask for with everything going on. At least they were able to pull up into the top 10, top finishing Canadian team, and hopefully they can take that as a win.
Yeah, I'm glad that they fought through this, but I'm disappointed that it had to be a fight.
Yeah. 11th, we had Barquero and Zandron from Spain, and they, I really felt for, because they were literally 1/100th of a point behind Moore Towers and Marinero. It's a real shame, because they also had a fantastic Olympics here. Not totally clean. The side-by-side jumps were a bit of a mess.
Yeah.
But they're
so good.
Yeah, another brand new team with just so much potential, and they have also said they intend to stick it out another 4 years.
As they absolutely should. They are just getting started, and this start is phenomenal.
Yeah, I think they perform really well together and are pretty well in unison for a team who is so new together. It's impressive to see, and I have wished all season that it would be a bit more rewarded, particularly in the PCS, because, again, yes, we had some bad side-by-side jumps here. So it did a lot of teams in the bottom half, and they were not as rewarded in the PCS as other teams.
So did Kirsten and Mike, who finished ahead of them with 65.03 PCS compared to 60.12.
Yeah.
They had basically identical mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah. At the same time, though, if you just keep competing, eventually, hopefully, you will be recognized.
Or maybe. And this is totally wishful thinking. Maybe we'll make some changes in a few months. And
I can only hope.
Wouldn't that be delightful?
Yeah. Still a fantastic competition for them, though. 12th, we had James and Radford from Canada, who they had a fall on a throw in the free skate. But really, this, for me, was one of their better free skates of this season. Not quite as solid as the team event free, where they did pretty well. They're just a little shaky on particularly attaining the levels on the elements, and that's the main thing that had them behind the other teams here.
And particularly things like confidence in the lifts. Confidence isn't a GOE point, but it plays into all of the GOE points, particularly on those lifts. Things like the speed and flow across the ice isn't great. Eric's arms shake quite a lot on the way up and even once the lift is up, which reduces the judge's confidence in it and makes them nitpick more.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, again, tough. I'm sure probably, you know, in isolation, it's easier to do these elements. Yeah. But the Paris free skate is just such a gauntlet. And I think all season long, you've been able to see the impact, particularly in the free skate, by the time we get to like the final lift and things. They only got a level one on it with barely positive GOE, 0.06 on it. They did get a few minus ones. It's, again, I'm sure tough to take when I do think this is one of their better free skates of the season. But yeah, I think the newness as a team shows. I think their, you know, age shows. And I don't intend to be ageist here, but it is, figure skating takes an immense toll on the body.
They've been competing at high level pairs for a very long time, and there is no way to avoid. Even mid-level skating takes a serious toll on the body. To compete at the senior Olympic level for years takes a toll on the body. There's a reason Eric struggles to get the lifts up. It's because it's taken a toll on his back lifting a human being over his head three times in 4 minutes for years.
Yeah.
Of course it's going to take a toll on the body. And when you pair that with a new partnership and having been off retired for a while, it's kind of inevitable that you're gonna see these cracks.
So a bit of a shame for them in terms of the score, but again, I think in terms of how they skated pretty well.
Their second best Olympics. Free skate for me.
I would agree. 13th, we had Delamonica and Guarise from Italy. And it's been a shame as well for these two. They're also a team who's been together a long time, been competing a long time. And I think you see that a little bit. The side-by-side jump confidence just hasn't really been there this season, unfortunately. And they've also had some issues on throw landings.
Yeah.
It's a shame to see because they are a really fantastic pair and have skated much better than this in the past. It's a shame to see them go out like this, but, you know, what can you expect from your body after so many years and under Olympic pressure, too?
And particularly after a pandemic. Like, they, training in Italy, had some pretty significant impacts that some other skaters didn't at particularly the beginning of the pandemic, where they and a lot of the other Italian skaters were without training. That impacts everybody, but it especially impacts pairs.
Yeah.
Because you need to be so tuned in to your partner and you need to be so strong.
And they've also had issues with injury as well. And yeah, it was a bit of a disappointment to not see them have a clean skate here at the Olympics. But again, based on how they've been skating this season, it would have been, you know, great to see them do it, but I didn't really expect that, unfortunately.
It would have been a lovely surprise, but it would have been a surprise.
14th, we had Ghilardi and Ambrosini from Italy with a much better free skate than the short program. I think they just looked too nervous in that short program. And I think also going first in the free, they just seemed to skate much more like the skaters we're used to seeing this past season.
I think they also have the benefit of getting the side-by-side jumps over and done with and moving on in the free skate, because that is very much their weak point.
Yeah.
And in the short program, it makes up a much larger percentage of your elements.
Yeah.
Whereas in the free skate, I think they're very smart to do the twist and then get the side-by-side jumps over with and then do everything else and get that done pretty well.
Yeah. And things like the lifts and the throws went pretty well here. And, you know, by the time we finish the program, it's easier to forget about the side-by-side jumps to start weren't amazing, but it also wasn't a disaster. 15th, we had Kops and Krasnopolsky from Israel. And I think the newness of their partnership, because this is another
brand new team.
Really shows in the free skate, where we have so many more elements. It was just kind of messy all around, unfortunately. And I think, again, that newness of the partnership between them, just not always in sync with each other, you know, looking to grab hands. And
they also skate very differently.
Yeah.
Krasnopolsky skates still kind of like a 6-0 pair skater.
Yeah.
The squareness of the shoulders and the like super straight arms is very 6-0. Even the footwork is very I don't know how else to describe it aside from, if you haven't watched 6-0 Pairs, this is going to mean nothing to you, but it is very 6-0 Pairs. And Haley Copps is quite a bit younger, would have grown up in the IJS, and so her skating is different.
Yeah.
The style changed a lot with the judging system change, and I think that that could work really well if given the time, but I don't trust him to stick it out.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like I said in the short program, they are both clearly strong pair skaters, and there is potential for this partnership if they were to stick it out. I just don't know that I trust them to stick it out, unfortunately.
Yeah, I would love to see the two of them continue to compete. I would love to see Haley Copps continue to compete. I don't expect them to continue together, and it can be really hard to find a pairs partner.
Yeah. And then finally in 16th, we had Haza and Ziegert from Germany. And this was a tough one, unfortunately. Yeah. It's a shame they couldn't have the Olympics they had hoped for, because he flew in a while ago for the team event and tested positive upon arrival and then was in quarantine for like a full 10 days, unable to train. And it wasn't really that evident in the short program.
And the first half of the free skate went okay.
Yeah.
It was really a stamina problem.
Yeah. They started off with some side-by-side jump issues, which is no big thing. She fell on the throw triple loop. Those are normal pairs issues. But after that, you could really see just his stamina was not there. Both the two lifts in the second half just did not get up at all.
Yeah.
Received zero for both.
And he was really dejected.
And tired, I think. Yeah. You could just see how tired he was. And it's such a shame that...
that we had a COVID Olympics.
Exactly. That COVID put them in this situation. Because, I mean,
We all saw how good they are in that short program.
Yeah, and even at Europeans, which was not that long ago, they've struggled a little bit in the free skate, but they were able to, you know, get things done. It was nowhere like this free skate here. I think it's definitely an impact of just being stuck in a room for 10 days right before the Olympic Games.
Because you do need intensive strength training as a lifting partner to be able to get a full person above your head halfway through a free skate where you're expending all of your energy the entire time. The fact that this is even possible in the first place is kind of ridiculous.
I really felt for them that this Olympics just didn't go their way. I hope they can have a good redemptive skate at Worlds, though, because they have so much potential.
And then just try again in 4 years. Don't retire. Try again in 4 years.
I really hope so, because I had hoped for better for them at this Olympics. It just was not their year, unfortunately. But I think that wraps us up for the pairs. What was your highlight from this free skate?
This one is easy. Sui and Han made me almost cry. Like, actual legitimate tears almost coming down my face, because they were so fantastic and got to have their moment at home at the Olympics, which... this is what we said 4 years ago of, they didn't do it this time.
They're saving it for Beijing.
Exactly. And I am so thrilled that they were able to pull it off. It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
And they needed everything in their arsenal. And in spite of increasing the technical difficulty, it was still a beautifully skated program.
Yeah. I mean, that is the skate of the Olympics, frankly. No comparison. For me, shout out to Pong and Jin as well.
Yeah.
I was glad to see them do really well here. But Sui and Han saved the Olympics for me.
My other runner-up would be Miura and Kihara, who were also fantastic and just happy crying the entire time. From the moment, before he even finished skating, he was happy crying until the scores came up.
Yeah.
Which I love to see, particularly at the Olympics.
There were a lot of happy tears in this event.
And there were. Just
such a difference from a couple days ago.
Vladimir Morozov also happy cried. Yeah. Maxim Trankov, their coach, was happy crying.
Yep.
It was a great time. I had a great time.
Yeah. And just so relieved to have had a great time. The weekly Waxel, I think, unfortunately has to go to Haza and Sigurd with just those lifts not going up. I really feel for them that this was not what they would have hoped for from this Olympics. And I just really hope they stick it out for another 4 years and get a real true shot at it, because they were kind of doomed from the beginning, unfortunately.
Yeah, I really hope things work out for them. If not 4 years from now, if they decide they don't want to stick it out, but at least at Worlds.
Yeah. But that wraps us up for the pairs and also for this Olympics. Yes. What a wild ride it has been.
If you were here 4 years ago, you might remember we did the gala back then. Mm-hmm. We're not this time. We are exhausted.
Yeah. And I don't know. The galas can be fun. Probably watch it at some point, but I don't know how much I'll have to say about it, really. And yeah, give ourselves a nice break. Junior Worlds, if you missed it, was postponed.
In air quotes.
So there will be a bit of a gap until Worlds, and I think we need that break.
Yeah. It has been a lot this season, and frankly, the last couple seasons. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a break.
Yep. But yeah, to wrap up this Olympics, it's kind of a disaster. Never should have happened.
Sui and Han saved it.
But at least Sui and Han have a gold medal. I don't know that I would say that makes it all worth it.
No.
But it's a nice consolation prize.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So that wraps us up for this wild Olympics. Thank you all so much for listening. Please let us know your thoughts about this week in figure skating at FlutzesCast@gmail.com. You can also follow us at FlutzesCast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more skating content.
Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/FlutzesCast for bonus episodes, and our merch store, FlutzesCast.redbubble.com. And if you like what we do, consider leaving us a review wherever you're listening. We'll be back in a little while with Worlds. But until then, keep a watchful eye out for those Flutzes and Waxels, skating fans.